with us, and especially all of our old associates too. But I just want to give a special welcome to you. And some of our new associates just this past week, Mary Ann Byler, Lucinda Hall, Coleman, Jared McCabe, Dan Alger, Esther Gingrich, Heather Mullins, Emma Stoltz, John Kemp, Aiden Miller, Neil Miller, you guys, welcome. Welcome to Vista Life and welcome to the first call. I hope you're on here with us. Also, Top and Roller Spotlight, Will and Carol Miller and John Henry and Rose Miller. Congratulations, you guys. You guys are still out there working. I love it. I love it. And congratulations. Just a couple of announcements before we get on with the call. I hope you guys took advantage of the Zoom call that we had on December 5th and all of those specials that we've been having that ran from December 5th until tomorrow, okay? The 12 days of Christmas, tomorrow it ends. But don't forget about if you order over 150, you know, either auto ship or just placing an order, you get that free shipping, and that goes to January, you know, the 1st of January. So trying to think what else here. Oh, the January 16th, mark your calendars because we're going to have another Zoom call. And they always have so many specials and prizes and all that kind of stuff, so take advantage of that. Pigeon Forge in May 2021. Mark your calendars for that, too. We don't have a hotel yet or anything, but they'll be getting that, you know, getting that info to us soon. So take advantage of that. And one last thing, the December special giving, it just touches my heart. 100%, I believe, of what is ordered in December goes to charity. I mean, is that awesome or what? That is how awesome Vista Life is. But without further ado, let's go on with our call. Tonight we have with us Dr. Karina Long. And for those of you who are brand new, Dr. Karina is Vista Life's CEO. And she is always looking for ways to help the associates out here and giving us tools to build our business. Keeping the formulator in line, you know, to have these awesome products that he produces, which the formulator, Dr. LeBron Long, is her husband. So that is also another awesome thing. But without further ado, I would like to get Dr. Karina on the line. Are you there?
I am, Susie. Thank you so much. Thank you for always hosting our calls. And since this will be our last conference call on Tuesday for the year, I want to say a special thank you to you, Susie, for always being there, always showing up and hosting this wonderful call for us. We really, really do appreciate you, and I don't want to ever just think that, oh, just Susie's always there, because we really do appreciate you, Susie. And I guess, I don't know if Dave is listening, but I got the intuition that you were laying out that you needed some adult time with some adult. I'm just saying, is Dave not there with you? Oh, goodness. Yeah, I understand, Dave. I love you, love you, love you. But, yeah, he's probably not very good adult. I love Dave because he's always joking, and I'll tell you this one on Dave because he's so awesome, and he would go with Susie in the booths and everything, and actually, Dave has a very radiant personality. Like, people are attracted to Dave, and you know, there's just people that are like that. They're just people magnets. LeBron is like that, even better than I am. I'm more, I have a little bit of analyticalness to me, and that doesn't draw people. You know, loving on people, relationships, that draws people. And Dave is one of those people that people are drawn to. And he's hilarious. He's so funny, and he's so fun to be around that I guess they were at this big show in Louisville or Indianapolis or somewhere, and Kenny Rogers was around. And if you know Dave, especially, you know, when Kenny was younger, they looked a lot alike. And so somebody came up to Dave and said something about his concert or something, and Dave just signed Kenny Rogers' autograph. He just signed it on, just pretended like he was Kenny Rogers. My dad did that one time at, actually, So he's hilarious to be around. So I understand where Susie's coming from. She needs some adult conversations here. My dad, actually, at the last Branson rally that we had a couple of years back, my dad's one of those people as well. He is a very much so a people person. And he and my mom went out to Branson with us for a Vista Life rally, and they had our girls, and they were at a restaurant, and these two ladies came up to him and asked him, my dad does sing, you know, he's a pastor and he does sing and everything. And they asked him, was he singing tonight? So he said, yes, he was singing tonight. He said, well, I was. I sing, you know, like every day. So yeah, I'm singing tonight. And they said, oh my goodness, we just can't wait to hear you sing. And, you know, and just went on with him about a show and everything. Dad said, I had no idea who they thought I was. But he went on with them too. Hilarious. How many of those people have we probably run into in our life? I have no idea. They probably acted the same way to me on occasion. But anyways, just to give you some laughs tonight, we talked about 2020 being rough. And we don't have to say how rough 2020 has been, do we? Oh, my word, we can talk all night long on 2020. But and the craziness, and definitely a lot of us, it will go down in our history books as like no other. That is for sure. I've never seen anything like this year. But you know what? I've never seen anything like this year in business either. Business has done very, very well. Extremely well. And in 2020, you know, with every problem, it brings an opportunity. So if you're one, actually, my Hannah and I were watching a TV show last night, and we were talking about how people run into a house burning on fire, and how I guess we were watching something about rescuers or something, and how when there was a shooting, a man ran in and put this girl on his shoulder and ran her out, and not even being necessarily a firefighter, he wasn't on patrol or he wasn't called to the scene. He was just a bystander. And I said, we were talking about, man, Hannah is 14, and we were talking about how that you just have to have that instinct to run toward a problem. There, you know, those people run in to a burning building. Y'all, I love people, but that's not my instinct. And I appreciate every one of you that it is your instinct, because we totally need you in those roles. We need you as firefighters. We need you as military. We need you as police officers. We need you as EMT. We need you to be able to run into those situations. But you know what? It's very similar, though, as we got to talking. Well, you know, but we do that for business. You know, we might not do that for the physical side, and maybe we're just not trained, and maybe, and I told her, I said, oh, Hannah, because she just thinks being a police officer, or did several years ago, that's all we could hear, is she wanted to be a police officer, and that is great with us if that's what she wants to be. I think she has swung, just like every kid goes from one end to the other, but we said, you have to have a heart for that. You really have to be driven for that, and you have to be trained to go that direction as well, and to make sure that, you know, you don't get hurt. But you know what? Her dad and I are that way with business. We run in to a problem. We run in and try to solve, even to the extent that sometimes we have to sit back and think, okay, some people just want to talk. Or if I come to LeBron with a situation, sometimes I just want to talk, and vice versa. Sometimes he just wants to talk. Don't fix my problem. I just want to talk about it, because we are. We see that opportunity. We see that we want to help in that aspect. And so we do that business-wise. We may not be the firefighter in the EMT that runs in and saves your life like that, or the, you know, the military guy who has that instinct there, but we do in business. And in business, so this year, hasn't it been the year of opportunity? If problems bring opportunity, and then opportunity brings a way to help people in that problem, then isn't that helping as well? It's just a different way of looking at it. And I kind of thought, I really never thought of it that way before, but every problem brings an opportunity. So in 2020, guess what we were able to do? We started having Zoom conferences. Oh, my gosh, we've never had Zoom conferences before. We've never done a rally online or over a phone. That was so tremendously successful, guys. It was so good. And you guys, whether you're just product takers, you got new products introduced to you right over a Zoom, and you were able to partake in the specials right over the Zoom. We even have giveaways on our Zooms. Just the same way. Now, everybody still wants to be there in person. I understand that. But for the common good, I think, what I always told LeBron and what I've told my girls is, guys, it's only 1 year. And I know some people look at it the opposite way and say it's only, you know, it may be the last time I get to see this one or the last time I get to see that one. It's only, you make your own discretion, but I always tell my girls, it's just one time, you know, trick-or-treating, I don't know, or whatever it was that we've just had. Matter of fact, we just did not do our Christmas party, which we have done for the last 11 years, this The Life Christmas party, and we just decided to have a Christmas lunch at the office. And I'll bring all their presents there, and let's just do it there and keep it with us people that see each other all the time, as opposed to bringing everybody's families in of people that we don't associate with. And, you know, we've had to make some adjustments, and you all make your adjustments the way you want to, and we all make our adjustments the way we want to, and whatever that you're guided or instructed to do, however you discern that. But it's okay. We can change things up sometimes. You know, seasons are good to come and go because it's the seasons that takes the monotony out of life, isn't it? If it were, you know, like school, for instance, with my girls, if we had to do the same, I homeschool our girls, and I have the last several years, if we had to do the same thing day after day, week after week, and never had a break, and never had something to interject like, oh, Thanksgiving break, no, we're going to work right through it. Oh, Christmas break, nope, we're going to work right through it. Oh, my gosh, it would be such a drag, wouldn't it? There's always times that it's okay to change it up. Seasons come and seasons go, and this is a big season. This is a pandemic. It's not like it passed in one little season, but in a season of life, it will pass. And I'm so thankful of some of the things that has brought us. It has brought us the opportunity to Zoom, and you guys should be taking advantage of that as well, because if you didn't have your feet wet now with Zoom, you sure do now, because you've at least been on 3 Zooms with This to Life. So you know how they work. You know how to interact. So you should be having Zooms with your leaders and putting them on for your groups or conference calls. This is the prime opportunity to take advantage of these, you know, some things that we were used to back in the past and think, oh, not conference calls. Well, guess what? You're all on this conference call, and you all have we've had this conference call for 11 years now, and we're still on it to hear what is the home office doing? What's the home office got to say about this, or what is the home office announcing? Or, you know, it keeps you in tune with us directly and us in tune with you guys directly. And actually, our leaders, Gold and Above, have a leadership call every Thursday. That way we know what's going on. We can get the information out to them. And I just love it. I love that communication. And guess what? Guess what 2020 also gave us? Immune 5. Oh, my goodness. What we have been preaching about for years with B-complex. Now, maybe we should have thrown it together before now. Surely we should have. But it made the opportunity, it made our eyes open to say, oh, my gosh, let's put all of these in one capsule. We can do it. Actually, it's in, you know, the daily dose is 2 capsules. It will fit in 2 capsules, what we need in a daily dose. That's Immune 5. Oh my gosh. And if the time is no better, everybody on TV is communicating that those products are what everybody needs. I mean, for heaven's sakes, I don't know if we've ever had that to happen to our industry before, that the medical field, that doctors, that government, that every layperson in America is telling you to take the products that are in our Immune 5. Is that not amazing? That is in history. You guys should be latching on to that, grabbing a hold of that, and telling people about it, because there's many of people that come in the herb shop and buy each one of those ingredients, vitamin C, vitamin D, NAC, and zinc, and all individually, and it costs way more, and way more capsules that they're having to swallow, and way more canisters they're having to open, and we have it in one product, Immune 5. That's another thing that it has brought to us. So 2020, I know we'll all look back on it and say, oh my gosh, what a rough year. And a matter of fact, I've had some great patriarchs actually in our county that have passed away, and we will forever remember this year, and I will forever remember those dear souls. But I'll also remember the opportunity that it brought, and that we were able, who was helped during this time from the supplements that they were able to take. Not that we cure anything, not that we prevent anything, but I'm sure going to give my body what it needs to work properly and to keep my immune system built. So where there is a problem, there is also opportunity. Always, always remember that. If there was no problem, then there wouldn't be if there was no need, there would be no reason to create anything, would there? There'd be no reason to have Immune 5 if nobody had health issues. There would be no reason for an iPhone or a smartphone if, you know, we don't want just a cord telephone anymore, do we? We've seen, hey, we could communicate better. A beeper. Do you remember a beeper? Oh my goodness. Do you remember a beeper? Then you got a phone call on this little beeper on your hip, and then you were able to look at it, and if it was important, then somebody put 911 after it, so you would hurry up and find a payphone or something to call somebody back. And we said, hey, this is so inconvenient, and the inconvenience of that developed cell phones. What if we would have created a cell phone? What if you would have created a cell phone? Where there was a problem, there is an opportunity. Look around us and see, where are people's issues? What are people's needs? What do they need? Vista Life has a lot of it, guys. With our natural products and Dr. LeBron, guys, I've said it like a broken record. These are products that Dr. LeBron and myself and our two girls, Hannah and Alyssa, 12 years old and 14 years old, that we take. We are naturopathic doctors, number one, and we take products. And we take a lot of product. And so these are our choice products. We will not skimp on them. We don't want and sometimes it may be to our detriment, but if a product's going to be too expensive, but that is the best of the best, and that's the way it's supposed to be, do you know what Vista Life does? Omega Creel is a fantastic example of that. You go price Omega Creel somewhere else, and compare it to our price. We eat some of it just to get you where the price is good and it can be competitive, and that you have, out of a scale from 1 to 10, that you always have 10 products. Yours are always going to be the score a 10 because we consume them ourselves. We will not cut and skimp on our products. Just know that, like I said, I've said that a million and one times, but I will say it again before it's all over with, I promise you. And so think about that. 2020 is about to be over. This is our last conference call of the year. And think about, enjoy your holiday, but guys, it's time to push for the new year, 2021. If you step back in 2020 and just thought, I've got to stay in my house, I don't know what to do, I'm a little afraid, I don't blame you. There's been times that I had to catch myself and think, okay, just calm down, you know, for number one, the word says, the Bible says that no pestilence will draw nigh to my dwelling. It's not going to come nigh me, and I keep saying that over and over and over again. And just protect, you know, protect our house, protect our associates. We pray for y'all all the time, but now is the time to take advantage. You're looking back and thinking, oh my goodness, I should've done this, I should've done that. What if I would have done that? What would it what would it look like? What would my business, especially if you're doing the VistaLife business, and see the opportunity and make out your plan now. 2021 is a couple of weeks away. And guys, they said that the most unused, the most purchased unused thing in 2020 was what? The planner. The planner. But I'm here to tell you, it's because no one was traveling. But we still need our planner to do things. I know that I took, I don't know, probably about a month. I was all scattered, and I was trying to get things in order, and I just felt like, okay, my planner was in the bag, but, and y'all know me, I have had a planner since 1999. Actually, you remember when the little pocket calendars were popular, and every church sold pocket calendars to all these sweet little ladies because, you know, everybody had to have a calendar in your wallet because we didn't have a cell phone to look at a calendar and know what date was what. I was one of them little girls. I was one of them teenagers that always had. So I can't say I graduated to a planner in 1999, and I've never been a year without one. And I've tried electronic, and I go back to my paper. I love to see it written down. If I write it, then I'm more likely to do it, and I'm just that type of person. So I broke back out my calendar, got myself together, and my planner, and I thought, I have got, what is wrong with me? And I figured it out. Tarina, you weren't looking at your planner. What are you doing? And it really keeps me in order. And so make sure you're doing that. Think about where you want to be in 2021. Then think about where you want to be in 2026. And then think about where do you want to be in 2031. Have you ever done that before? You should do it. And we'll have a call about that. That'll be the January call. Won't go into that now. But just to get your wheels turning, to give you something to think about over the holidays. But I definitely want to tell you about the 12 Days of Christmas specials, okay? Because like Susie said, tomorrow is your last day to take advantage of these specials. Make sure you get your specials in, all right? So those 12 Days of Christmas are, and tomorrow's charity goes to Christmas Shoes, and that helps children in the United States be able to have shoes, normal shoes, that when they go to school that they won't get picked on for having just, you know, maybe a lower-end pair of shoes or something. I'm not a brand person. I do like my Michael Kors, but I could care less whether it had a Michael Kors sticker on it or a Walmart sticker on it. If I like it, I like it. I've never been a brand person. I know y'all don't notice that because I'm so into Michael Kors these days, but I could care less. If it ain't going to be on a special or something like that with one of them brands for myself, I ain't going to pay that kind of money for myself. I might pay that for y'all, but I'm not going to spend that kind of money on myself. I just don't do that, or not very often, because I know some of y'all have been shopping with me, and sometimes I do. but not very often. I'm just not been drawn to a brand too much in my life. But these kids can enjoy some nice present. And I know that we gave to some children the other day, and we gave them good items and nice items and not expensive items, not necessarily, but they were brand new, and they were hoodies and things that the kids really like nowadays. So I'm not talking about a brand. I'm just talking about a style, you know, hoodies and joggers. They're into that. And that's all the little 12-year-old girl asked for Christmas, and we filled her up with it. And when she unwrapped them, they went ahead and let her unwrap them, I guess, because they told us They said, she said, now I won't get picked on at school. And I told her, I told the grandmother, I said, I knew that's why that little girl was asking for these top clothes, because kids can be so cruel. And they don't mean to, but they're brutally honest sometimes. Some of them do mean to. Some of them are trying to find their way as teenagers, and they don't mean to. But we definitely need to have a heart for these charities. And so tomorrow it'll go to Christmas Shoes. And here's some of the specials really quick, okay? Buy Relief Drink and Relief Spray if you're having some pain. And, honey, this winter stuff will bring it on. You get a 250-milligram CBD for free. So if you already know that you're drinking that Relief Drink and taking that Relief Spray, you might as well buy this combo and get the 250 milligrams of CBD. Or, you know, if you're taking any of those, go ahead and get the special and try one of the new ones to go with it, because it's pretty much like getting one of the, well, it is, getting one of the products for free, okay? What about buy Immune 5 and Breathe-Ease and get Breathe-Ease Essential Oil Free? Oh, my goodness. That is really, really good. Breathe-Ease Essential Oil for free. Especially, like I said, think about it. If you're already taking some of those products, or you say, oh, I would like to try those, then this is your opportunity to do that, because they're on special. Also, gift certificates will be actually through the end of the year. So they're by $20 gift certificates, and you get a $5 separate gift certificate for free. That way you can use it in whatever manner you want to. Also, the mascara is beautiful, especially with our mask wearing. We really want to pop our eyes nowadays. So those are buy two, get one free, and those mascaras are awesome. They're great, and if you're wearing a mask, then you can't maybe too much wear your sugar lips. If you're a non-mask wearer, then you can stock up on your sugar lips, and they're buy two, get one collection free. So buy two collections, you get a collection free. That's $45 free. $45 free, guys. And then you can also buy sugars, because we realize that maybe you haven't wore your mask as much, but you might want to try some new sugars to go with it. And then you can buy two and get one of those for free. So that's also an awesome savings there. So make sure you take advantage of those. And then, because my Dr. LeBron is just so wonderful, he has extended one of our specials on the Java LaVie and T-Lean all the way through the end of the year as well. And those are buy two, get one free. So if you're wanting to indulge in those hot drinks, hot beverages, and, you know, the T-Lean is really good for water weight, really good for swelling, really good for weight loss, really good as a prebiotic, then the T-Lean is good for you. And that's, you can buy two, get one free. Oh, my word, this is the time to stock up, guys. If you're only just getting it for yourself, now's the time. If you're retailing it, you really need to stock up on these specials, because this is like, you know, this is a retailer's heaven here. As well as the Java LaVie coffees are buy two, get one free all the way through the end of the year. So take advantage of those, guys. And then Thursday, remember Dr. LeBron talked about on the Zoom, the Veterans Day? That's going to be our own special, Veterans Special on Thursday. It's 10% off to all veterans, and our charity on that day will be to Wounded Warriors. So make sure you call in and take advantage of that as well. And, you know, finish strong with these incentives we got out there. Whether you're going to Vegas or whether you're going to the beach, finish strong, guys. And we have, I know I talked to Joe just yesterday, and he said, man, he's got some leaders that are pushing for the point to end the year out. And Joe is so crazy. He wanted to know, well, how long are we staying open? Are we going to be open on the 31st? Because he's got some people wanting to call in. He knows he's going to be at the last, you know, getting every single one he can in by December 31st. So him and his bunch, they're really go-getters, and I'm really proud of them. Awesome, awesome job this year. A lot of you guys just done so, so well in 2020, and I appreciate you. From our family to yours, we wish you the very merriest Christmas, And may you have an awesome new year and enjoy your time with your family, or whether you have to be miles apart or you're just having an intimate setting with your own, you know, family at home, however that looks for you this year. We just want you to know that we love you and we're thinking about you on this Christmas season and starting this new year. Let's just start 2021 with a blast and have an awesome time doing it. And as always, we just love you guys. Susie, I'll turn it back over to you guys and have a Merry Christmas.
Dr. Greena, thank you so much. It's so great to be back. And I just also want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas. And you guys take care of yourselves, take care of your family. And until later, God bless. Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye, guys.